Good morning, it's Brother Mormon here again. Thank the Lord. God surely is an awesome God. This morning I want to look at something that we know in our hearts, but sometimes I'm not sure how much we really do know it. And that is, God's Word is truth. And the truth of God's Word will never change. The Word of the Lord will stand forever. A lot of things change in this life. A lot of things change in this world. A lot of things change as we know it. But the Word of God will never change. Not now, and not in eternity to come. It will stand as truth. There's a saying, times change, but truth don't. Do we really believe that? Do we really believe that truth doesn't change? Sometimes I wonder how much we really believe that. Sometimes I wonder how much I believe that. It seems like what I thought was truth yesterday changes today. But one good, stable balance is to always come back to the Word of God and say, all right, Lord, what is truth? I want to know the truth. Nothing else, I just want to know the truth. For a text, I want to go to Joshua 1. Joshua is probably one of my favorite characters in the Bible. He was a man of God. He was under Moses. He learned a lot of valuable things under Moses. He was a man who stood for truth, no matter what it cost him. And God blessed him in a powerful way. We'll start reading in chapter 1, verse 7. God is speaking to Moses here, Joshua. Moses has just passed off. If you look in verse 2, it says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, into the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. That's in verse 2. And actually, you know what? I'm going to start in verse 2. I'll read that again. This is God speaking to Joshua. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of God. There we see a truth that didn't change. It took it 40 years to come to pass, but it didn't change. God said they would come to the land of Canaan. Here, 40 years later, despite all the murmurings and everything else that happened, here God is now giving the commandment, go across the Jordan into the land of Canaan. Verse 3, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Again, God can't change, so the truth can't change. God told Moses that you're going to possess that land, so God has to stand by his word. Again, times change, but truth don't. The time had changed dramatically here for Israel. There's a whole new generation. The people who had left Egypt, none of them were alive anymore. I'm sorry. Except, 20 years and down. Who had left Egypt. 20 years and down were still alive. The older ones were gone. They were passed off the scene. They could not inherit. They could not come to the land of Canaan because times changed and they thought truth did too. They did not adhere to the word of God. I guess Josh and Caleb would have been the only ones who would have passed into Canaan there because they believed the word of God. Verse 4, even from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea, towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. That's a powerful, powerful promise directly from the Word of God. Yes, it's in the Old Testament, but if he's speaking to somebody who loves him, he's speaking to Joshua. Joshua had a heart after God. If you have a heart after God, that is a promise to you also. Again, times change. Truth doesn't. Joshua is no longer alive. But if you're a new Joshua with a desire to follow after God, this is a promise for you. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto your fathers to give them. Again, time changed, truth hasn't. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou go. We know that this law was the Ten Commandments. And if you know your Bible, you know now the Ten Commandments are actually in Matthew 5 in a new way. And in a much more powerful way. Now, that alone cannot bring you to salvation. But that Matthew 5 is what happens in your heart as you begin to walk towards God. God begins to instill the reality of Matthew 5, 6, and 7 into your heart. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Have you ever been struggling with a besetting sin? There's nothing like meditating day and night on the word of the Lord. Powerful, very powerful. I find in my own life, sometimes when I'm struggling, I'll just get a couple sermons and I'll listen to them. And there's nothing like that to encourage my heart. It's meditating on the word of God, hearing the word of God preach. If you're struggling with a besetting sin, that's the way to get free. Meditate on it day and night. Meditate on the word of God day and night. Of course, repent of it. But thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For thou shalt make thy way. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. Have I not commanded thee? And this is again. This is now a commandment to us in this time. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Again, that's a promise to the child of God here in this modern age. Times have changed, but the truth still hasn't changed. If you are a child of God, this promise is for you. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Praise the Lord, these promises do not change. It's so assuring and so relaxing for me to come back into these promises and say, okay, this is a promise. God has given this to me. God spoke it to Joshua, but because I'm a child of God and I'm walking after God, these promises are for me. And I can trust God that He will never leave me, never forsake me. He has told me not to be afraid. I can look to Jesus and say, take care of me, here I am. Time has changed, but your truth has not changed. Well, God bless you, having a wonderful day.